And I want to give you the breaking news story with regards to COVID-19 in Queensland. And it's a crazy situation. A QantasLink flight attendant has tested positive. That person flew from Brisbane to Longreach and back to Brisbane on Sunday, July 11, okay, nearly 2 weeks ago, but has now tested positive. The flights were QF2534 arriving in Longreach at 3:55 p.m. and QF2535 departing Longreach at 4:20 p.m. We understand here at 4BC Breakfast she didn't get off the plane, but of course, the people of Longreach were on the plane. She subsequently tested positive, and authorities must have traced it back that she was exposed before that flight on July 11. So what's happening at Longreach right now is they're setting up testing stations at Longreach Hospital, and they're adding extra firepower there. People were being tested last night. Longreach could be declared a hotspot today by Jeanette Young. The crazy situation is local authorities are aware and were alerted yesterday afternoon. So the Queensland Health authorities in the area, other people, the state MPs, all knew and were all gagged by Queensland Health. They knew at 4:30 in the afternoon and they were gagged by Queensland Health to not mention this because Jeanette Young has to announce it this morning. Now, I thought Jeanette Young was about keeping Queenslanders safe at all costs. If you know at 4:30 that there's a problem in Longreach, tell the people of Longreach. What, are they all going to get up and go to school and work today? And you haven't told them because what, you want your moment in the sun and have your big press conference in the morning and announce it. It's absolute garbage. I'll talk about this more through the morning.